Señor presidente.
Mr. Chairman, the Cuban delegation endorses the statement made by the Non-Aligned Movement and by other states parties to this convention. In our national capacity, we would like to bring other elements to your attention. My delegation deeply regrets the obstructionist and not very transparent attitude that has been seen when dealing with the issue of nominations. The review conference in 2017 decided that the meetings of states parties in 2018 would be chaired by a representative of the Western European group with two other vice chairmen, one from the non-aligned movement and other states, and one from the Western group and other states. In 2017, the states parties endorsed this decision. Today, we have seen that people are ignoring these decisions in connection with this convention. This is most unusual, it is unilateral, and it tramples underfoot the principles of multilateralism. It is in this spirit that the United States decided to block the sovereign decision taken concerning the NAM and other parties. In meetings prior to this one, we were not given the reasons for this attitude against more than 120 states, in other words, against the majority of those here present. The politicization of these matters, yet once more, reflects the way in which this delegation is not respecting the spirit and letter of this convention. Cuba, as a member of the NAM, highlights the importance of all state parties to the convention being respected, and also that there is compliance with the rules adopted. The attitude of non-aligned countries and their chair in this forum have been acknowledged as being transparent and objective. There is a need to comply with the decisions entered into and to show a constructive attitude towards this convention and its states parties. Mr. Chairman, there is nothing that allows us to do away with the rules of procedure. The explanations given concerning this were not at all satisfactory. The practice followed in connection with the election of the Bureau just confirms the fact that there is not an agreed practice. Furthermore, one can never do away with established, agreed upon rules. Respect for the sovereignty of states and transparency are two basic principles which are clearly set forth multilaterally. Nobody, absolutely nobody, is excluded from having to comply with these principles and rules which guide our action, yet they have been ignored in the course of the last few months. This means of proceeding is not at all acceptable. We hope that in the future this situation will not be repeated, and we can assure you and the other states parties that Cuba will, as always, defend the integrity of this convention. And we shall act in accordance with existing rules and principles. We reject any attempt to trample underfoot sovereign states and to ignore the value of this convention. Cuba reiterates its commitment to promote, preserve, and strengthen multilateralism and the multilateral process for decision-making with full respect for the United Nations Charter and international law. Thank you.